Handling the baby blues. Feelings don't come in neat packages. So when you have one feeling, another very different one often comes right along behind it. And it can happen that after the birth of a baby, you feel a huge rush of something. Many parents feel a big rush of love. Others feel a big rush of fear. Others worry about themselves because the feelings other parents talk about aren't the ones they're having. They thought they would feel love, but instead they feel sad and distant. Or they thought they would know what to do, but instead they feel like they've gotten into something they don't really know how to handle. Your feelings are not a sign that anything has gone wrong, no matter what those feelings are as you adjust to parenting. The fact is, you're going through a huge experience. Having a child is like moving to a new country. There's lots you don't know. There's lots of mistakes you'll probably have to make in order to learn things. And there's definitely, definitely not enough help. When a big change happens, like having a baby, the amount of energy you have to keep feelings stored away drops. The newness of the situation, the instinct to love your baby, both of those things rock your world. You're suddenly going through things you've never gone through before, and you have to do things you've never done before on far too little sleep. You can't control how your baby feels or what he does. He cries when he needs to cry, and he yells when he needs to yell. The feelings he has jangle the feelings you have, and up they come. We've all packed away feelings from times in our lives that have been hard. We've put them behind us, as people say. But putting things behind you doesn't really get rid of feelings. You learn to move your attention to the parts of your mind that aren't colored by those feelings, and you operate from there. Unless you've had many good cries in your life and the chance to have your say about the hard things that have happened, those feelings sit in cold storage. You've moved away from them, but they're not really gone. You've surmounted hard times, but the hurt you felt or the fears you've climbed over to get to this point can still be called forth by new or unusual situations. Having a baby unsettles that emotional storehouse. Love wants to pour out, but other feelings come along too. So part of what it means to be a new mother or a new father is that emotional ups and downs are going to be more intense, and they might last longer than you're used to. If you feel sad often as you care for your infant, it might be that your sadness has to do with how your life was as a very young person. Were you welcomed into the world? Did you have to spend time away from your mother or your father as an infant? Were you ill then? Were your parents overwhelmed with problems so they couldn't attend well to you? Were there other reasons why your young life might have felt sad to you? If these questions get your mind humming, then there are things that would be good to talk about and feelings that would be good to cry about. You're not doing anything wrong. Caring for your baby has jostled feelings into play, and your mind wants to let this extra baggage go. You need emotional room for your baby, and those old feelings are suddenly cluttering things up for you. A good, caring listener can help. When you start talking about your thoughts and feelings, if all goes well, you may cry. You may cry hard. Crying is the fastest, most natural way to heal sadness. Babies know this. But it's better if you don't have to cry by yourself. When you were little, you needed somebody to care about you. And now, when you're sad, you still need someone to care. There are support groups for new moms where you can get beyond the chit-chat about burping and nursing and feeding schedules. When you're sad, it's really hard to chit-chat. But in a parents group, other moms, and maybe some dads too, are talking about how having a baby has changed their lives. You'll come to see that others can listen, others can care, and others can understand. To find a new moms or a new parents group, Google parent support group or postpartum support group, along with the name of your town, city, or county. Resources will appear. In San Mateo County, call 1-888-840-0889 for the times and locations of new parent support groups. There are many available throughout the county, and attendance is free. We also highly recommend that you set up a listening partnership with another understanding person, your partner, a relative, a friend, another mother or father you know. We talk more about how to do this in the podcast, Building Support for Yourself, Ideas for Mothers, and there's a similar one for fathers. This exchange of listening time can give you a regular chance to let the tensions of parenthood go without anybody worrying about you or trying to tell you what to do. If you find that you just can't shake that sadness and it's getting in your way of loving your baby and leading your life, see if you can set up a listener for every single day for a week. Talk about your childhood. Talk about the hard things that happened. But also talk about what you would do if, right now, you could go back and rescue that little child who was caught the way you were. What would you say? What would you do? How would you defend her or him, knowing what you know now? Give yourself 7 to 10 hours to work through whatever feelings you find there. Stomp, make noise, do the things that little children aren't allowed to do, have a tantrum, stand up to those who didn't understand you. And if this doesn't break the hold of sadness, let your doctor know that you are sad. It's important to your baby and to you that you feel glad to be alive. Your baby depends on you for signals that all is well. Don't let these feelings that you didn't ask for and that you don't deserve to carry dictate how your life feels to you and, by reflection, how life feels to your baby. Your doctor will understand that your whole life has changed and that none of us are personally at fault when we feel sad every day. He or she will have resources to suggest. Your doctor is there to help. Above all, know that feelings change. Pull people who care about you close around you and ask for their help. You're doing an important job. You're mothering your baby. Asking for the help you need is no more shameful or unusual than driving into the gas station for a fill-up. A fill-up of attention and caring is just right for you whenever you run low on energy during this important time in your life. Reach out. It's the powerful thing to do. Thanks for listening, and thanks for all your good efforts to love your baby well.